Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Bryce Holmes from Envata Global Marketing. Bryce, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, Seth.
The pleasure is ours. Let's go back in time just a little bit. How did you get started?
I've always considered myself an entrepreneur. From the time I've been a kid, I've always been looking for opportunities to make money. I'm probably 10 years old by the time I started making my first couple $100 and the entrepreneurial bug hit me, and it's been on ever since.
Awesome. And then how did Envata Global come about?
Started off as a consultancy that I did as a private consultant. I was helping a couple companies get started in their marketing and web development. And I figured if I could do it for this company and that company, I could start a business out of it. So I grew that since 2011. And fast forward, we're here and we're helping all sorts of businesses, from universities to internet companies and everything in between.
Awesome. So who is an ideal client for you?
We've actually moved most of our marketing team in-house to provide assets for our capital company. So we're a venture capital and private equities firm, and we provide investments for companies and assets, and we use our marketing team to help push those brands forward.
Okay. Can I know you've achieved some incredible results over the years. Can you give us some examples of a company that hired you, what their issues were, and then how the magical transformation you were able to help them engineer?
Sure. We're a brand-first focused digital marketing agency. So we try to help businesses shift from commodity-driven mindsets to building more impactful, visionary brands. So a lot of times a company will come to us and they'll ask us to sell widget A or widget B. We like to redirect the focus to help build a brand image that is a lot more impactful than just selling another Me Too product.
Okay. And what types of media platforms are you using to help them get their messages out?
We do all paid media. We're big into SEO. So search engine optimization is our bread and butter. And that's really how we got started, between that and web development. So we'll do the typical Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, TikTok.
Okay. And what have been some of, you've been doing this a while, what have been some of the lessons you've learned along the way?
For us as a brand internally, we felt that thinking bigger from the onset is a lot better than thinking small. So we were focused on mom and pop clients in our initial stages back in 2011, 2012, and really felt that in order to expand and grow, we needed to think bigger. So we started approaching bigger clients like the universities and internet companies and larger corporations, multifamily construction companies, and just really trying to go after bigger clients with bigger aspirations.
That's awesome. Talk a little bit about the folks who are helping you get that work done.
We have a very lean team. We're all remote. We have less than 5 people. We're able to contract out some work that exceeds our bandwidth, but most of the things we do are in-house and we're able to operate lean and mean.
Awesome. What do you like best about what you're doing?
Well, we're really excited about right now some of the projects we're raising funds for in Costa Rica. Like I said, we're also a sister company of our Envata Global Capital, which is a private equities venture capital firm. We're building a couple of exciting projects there. We have a farm that we are building that's going to be a little less than 5,000 acres, 95% of which will remain untouched. We're going to be using that to fuel some of our other sister businesses. We're investing in a boutique hotel out there, and we're also investing in a consumer product good in the adult beverage space. And that farm will provide food and beverage for both the hotel and for the adult product, the adult beverage product.
That is awesome. The world of marketing seems to change literally almost every day. How do you stay on top of it all?
We have a really talented team. We have a team of two media buyers that are in the trenches every single day working with what limited clients we've retained. Again, we've redirected our resources to work on our internal projects, like an incubator type space where we're building brands from the inside and using our marketing resources to help fuel those brands. And then we just have our social media team and digital marketing team who've been doing this stuff for 10, 15 years.
That is pretty awesome. Where do you go for inspiration? Who do you listen to? Who do you watch? Where do you go to learn?
Other than this podcast, I'm all over the space. Any name you can mention, for the Vaynerchuks, Tim Ferriss's, anywhere I can get inspiration from other aspiring entrepreneurs, people who are thinking bigger. It's all over the space.
That is awesome. For our folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more, what is the best place for them to learn more about Bryce and all things Envata?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, Bryce Holmes. It's Bryce, B-R-I-C-E. If they want to see what projects we're investing in Costa Rica, they can go to envataglobalcapital.com and they'll have our current investment opportunities up there. But feel free, anybody, to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I love connecting with people and speaking with other aspiring entrepreneurs.
Awesome. We know your time is valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some with us. This has been Seth Green with Bryce Holmes from Envata Global. Bryce, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.